Kedvach, we hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. We are in the fifth parak. We're up to Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishanita la'aron evan ha'isa sham most nevi'im rishonim. Once the aron was taken by Nebuzaradan, Rava Tabachim, who destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, all that was left was a stone that was discovered before the Beis HaMikdash was there. Now, it should be pointed out that the Aron was not necessarily taken by Nebuzaradan. It may have been a replacement because Yoshua HaMelech hid the Aron. But whatever it was, there was an Evan Jesia there from the early Nevi'im, who Jesia Isa, and the Kreis, it was called Jesia, Gavomen Aret Shalos Etzbaos. It was three Etzbaos off the ground. V'alau HaYanosin, that's where he would put the Ketoros once the Aron wasn't there anymore. Not all he would leave the Kodesh HaKadashim, and this process would end. And not all as Adam Mimishayim Memaris, but we would take the blood of the bull from the one who was stirring it, and go back into the Zara, right? He would go to the place that he stood before, and stay in the place we stood before, right? He would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and stand where he stood, between the two poles, and he would sprinkle some of the blood once upwards, and seven times downward, in the direction of the Paruchas. Right. He didn't sprinkle on the upper part of the or the lower part. He wouldn't intend to do that. He would sprinkle towards the ground. The first one would be on a spot far away, and the second would be closer and closer and closer, like a person who whips somebody. He starts at the back and he moves downward. He would count 1 and 1, 1 and 2, 1 and 3, 1 and 4, 1 and 5, 1 and 6, 1 and 7. And then when he was done, he would go out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and put the kli that had the blood onto the golden stand in the Azara. And then he would go back out and continue. And what would he do when he continued? So that we will discuss when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.